News. Now, the classic serial. A coded notebook holds the key to the identity of a murder victim in an hotel fire in the final part of The Black Book. Ron Donaghy stars as Inspector John Rebus in Ian Rankin's thriller set in Edinburgh in 1992.
The corpse haunts me. Last night I dreamt it came back to me, charred, smouldering, pointing a finger towards me. He's biding his time, watching me, getting ready, waiting for the day when I take over. He wants it all, everything.
Rebus, The Black Book, dramatised by Chris Dolan from the novel by Ian Rankin, Episode 2.
The serpent biting its tail. The past catching up with the present. Time to do something. Extraordinary times call for extraordinary actions. They say they never stopped painting it. The fourth bridge. The bridge they slung my brother over by the ankles to scare the living daylights out of him. Or me. Either way, it worked.
Rebus?
Deke? Well, let's see it then.
Out here?
We're better.
Okay. Yep, there we go. Perfect working order.
Ammo?
Takes 10 rounds.
Where do you get it?
Don't worry, I file off any identifiers myself.
A Browning?
Double action.
Okay. 50? 100?
Oh, no need to count it. It's not every day you sell a firearm to a copper.
Okay, we're done here.
You take care now.
Where did it all start? My brother turning up out of the blue. My girlfriend kicking me out, sending me back to my old flat. D.S. Brian Holmes getting brained for looking into an old crime. A fire and an unidentified body 5 years ago. The past never leads where you think it will.
Shut up, you ugly brute.
Truth be told, it all began with a dull little everyday stabbing near a high street butcher's shop.
Somebody doesn't like you, Kintool. What was it this time, a brick?
Rebus. Kids, probably.
How's the stab wound?
Healing.
Still not going to tell us who did it? Can you sell me a pint of links, could you?
Shop's shut.
A shame. We'd have shut that mutt out there up. Saves on an alarm system, though, eh? Monster dog in your 4x4. I'll be in touch, Kintool.
Yeah, bearing up.
It'll pass, Mickey. Believe me. Don't hang about the flat all day. Get out for a walk.
I'm not sure I'm ready for that yet.
Shadows in every corner. I'll try to get back early.
Oh, don't you worry about me.
I've been worrying about you, little brother, since we were Waynes.
Can I speak to Dr. Patience Aitken, please? Now there's a surprise. Can I leave her a message? Yep, same one as before. Except tell her I really do have to talk to her. I need advice about my brother. She'll understand.
Sir?
DC Clark, shouldn't you be staking out Dugree's money laundering?
Oh, it's so boring. About 3 visitors a day. They stay for 20 minutes and come back out as alive and well as they went in.
99% of police in this hack work, DC Clark. You know that. There's always a hope that something will lead us to Cafferty.
Well, this might have nothing to do with Cafferty.
Cafferty's to do with everything, Constable. Perhaps even Eddie ringing in the Heartbreak Cafe.
I take it Eddie hasn't turned up yet.
Wanna go see his bidey in?
Oh, a change is as good as a rest. Oh, what's the news about D.S. Holmes?
Out of hospital, back at his auntie's.
No, Nell hasn't taken him back then.
Now, how long exactly have you known Eddie Ringan, Mr. Calder?
2 years. I have a pot of herbal tea here.
No, thanks.
Yes, please. We're treating this as an official disappearance, you'll be glad to know.
What was Eddie like when you first met him?
Drinking more than he does now, if you can believe that.
Any idea why he started?
He said he drank to forget, and no, I have no idea what it is he wants to forget.
Well, must be hard, though. A talent like that, wasted by drink.
Not so wasted. The Heartbreak Cafe does very well.
But how much better if Eddie wasn't gassed all the time?
Gassed? Why do you say that?
I don't know. Out of his face, whatever.
Why do you ask, Mr. Calder?
Eddie used to have these nightmares about being gassed. I mean, actually gassed, like in concentration camps.
But he told you about these dreams?
No. He shouted in his sleep.
Yeah, we'll do what we can, Mr. Calder. Quark, when you've finished your elderflower and nettle, you've got surveillance to get on with.
Sir.
Now that's what I call a cuppa. Enough caffeine in your sugar to bring on a heart attack.
At your age, is that a good idea?
Marie Henderson, journalist of this parish. If I were 20 years younger...
How's your brother?
Fine. He was pretty screwed up before being hung over the fourth bridge.
Some folks pay money for that kind of thing. You want to know about Angus Gibson?
Well, I know plenty about our playboy millionaire. I'm a great fan of Gibson's ales. Specifically, the night he broke into a woman's house.
Yeah, got that. Late 1987, almost 5 years ago. No charges were pressed. Seemed a genuine mistake.
You reckon? Do you have the name of the woman?
Hang on. Oh, a memorable one, actually. Mo Johnson.
As in the first Catholic to play for Rangers. Think she'd have changed her name by deed poll. Any idea what Mo's short for?
Maureen. Moira. Doesn't say here.
Ah, well.
We done?
Oh, and Marie. Don't stay out too late.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Oh, but I'm going to. And for a penny...
Ryan, what are you doing here? You're on sick leave, Sergeant Holmes.
Can't keep away from the place. Moth to a flame. Where's the boss?
Oh, he's out sleuthing. You've set him off down a long and winding road.
You better be careful. Aren't you supposed to be watching some money laundering outfit?
Dougherty, yeah. A Cafferty henchman. Managed to get a couple of woolly suits to cover for me.
Fancy some fresh air?
Why not? I can play nurses.
Put on Ger Cafferty. Rebus, you'll want to talk to me. He will want to talk to me. Good man.
Go straight to the heart of the matter. That's what I reckon. Paying a social call on Cafferty felt better knowing I was in possession of a hefty piece of lethal firearm.
You want to pop round, Rebus? Well, I need my lawyer. No, I will not. You know why? Kaiser! Tell him Kaiser. Kaiser will rip your esophagus out if I tell him to. Bear it, Six.
Can't wait.
How's Nell?
She wants me to leave the police.
Oh, tough one.
I said I'd think about it.
You see what's happened here? Where the unconscious leads.
Nothing unconscious about it. This is my favourite place.
Despite getting clobbered just outside. Hope the place survives till Eddie Ringan reappears. Restaurants can't stay closed for long, I imagine.
Actually, it's not closed. At least the door's ajar.
I said sex, Rebus. Your own private swimming pool and a bungalow. Must have been hard getting planning permission.
Not that hard.
Kaiser.
Good boy.
First time we've met outside a coat or a cell, Rebus. At least then you had clothes on, Cafferty. I suppose if it's your own pool, there's no rule against skinny dipping.
Do what I've done, Rebus. Get fit. Then you wouldn't be ashamed of your body. Back in the day, I remember you were in okay shape.
Well, that's about the only bit of my past that hasn't re-emerged.
You in the mood for nostalgia? About what?
The Central Hotel.
That's prehistory.
Two of your hired heed the boys were there the night it burned down, playing a poker game.
That can't be right. I won't have gamblers working for me.
Eck and Tam Robertson. Shorts and trainers. Dear God, you're not going to start doing press-ups.
Once you start, it's a way of life. Eck and Tam Robertson. Aye, they used to be on my books.
In what capacity?
General employees.
That covers a multitude of sins. You didn't know they were there that night?
No. They weren't away me for long. Tam left first, then Eck. Tam was a loser, a complete dunderhead. Do you think they had something to do with the body?
You have a good memory, Cafferty. Unknown male, already shot dead before the fire started.
I read it in the papers. On a beach in Malta, as I recall.
Fancy.
Hey, you'll find trainers and shorts in there.
Eh?
We're going for a run.
Aye, so are.
I go for a run every evening at this time. If you want to extend our pleasant conversation, get kitted up.
You're joking? Yeah, we'll turn your back then.
Come on, Kaiser.
Let's try the kitchen.
Hello? Anyone here?
Do you smell gas?
Oh, big time. Don't turn on any lights.
Damn. Oh, God, that's strong. Here's dish towels. Cover your nose.
Oh, there must be a back door. Let some air in.
And a light. Oh. Oh, that many cookers. Which one's leaking the gas?
Here, the door.
Bin stacked outside the emergency exit. At least we can see.
Yeah, but which cooker? Brian, there to your left. Pull him out. Turn off the gas.
Are you alive, pal? Eddie! Siobhan, mind your elbow!
Yeah. Oh.
Great view from up here. Doddingston Loch. Worth the effort.
Oh, is it?
Looks nice, but it's the arse of Europe. We're a cruel people, Rebus.
No! You are, Gafferty.
You, me, all of us, we've got a taste for pain. You're hurting all over, but you ran with me. You didn't give up. You know why? Because you like it. Because you're a Calvinist.
And you are a public menace.
The past isn't haunting you, Rebus. You're haunting the past. A true Scot cannot forgive and forget.
It wasn't me who put Brian Holmes in hospital. Just because he asked a few questions about the Robertson brothers. The past isn't lying easy in its grave.
Someone clouted your sidekick. Oh, well. Come on. Nice, easy jog downhill home.
And I don't suppose you know anything about my brother being hung over the fourth bridge.
No, I didn't think so.
You'll feel better for that.
Time spent in your company never makes me feel better, Cafferty.
Oh, and here was me thinking we'd kissed and made up.
Jennifer, is there someone else here for... Oops. Excuse me.
Sorry.
The inspector's shy, Morag.
Inspector? Well, he's certainly not a private dick, not now. Is he staying for his tea? You'd be very welcome.
No, thanks. I have to be off.
For pity's sake. Hand me my clothes. Is that your missus?
That's my mo.
Where are my shoes? That is one unfriendly mutt.
Makes a good car alarm, does he?
Yeah. Just you keep it his way, Rebus.
Poor Eddie.
Oh, here we go.
What the hell happened here?
Oh, we're fine, sir. Thank you for asking.
Looked like Eddie Ringan had his head in the oven with the gas on when we passed by. We tried to get him out. Then the place went up.
So how did you two get out?
blast through DS Holmes into a corner and me right out the back door.
Oh. Ring and killed himself?
Nearly took us with him.
The kitchen's pretty burnt out, but the blast sent a pile of his cookbooks toppling down on me. Among them was this.
A school jotter?
Well, maybe nothing. But he wrote something on the first page, then scored it out heavily, with a different pen.
Yeah. And?
Well, if you look closely, that last word, could it be gas?
Or gum? Pow? Okay, I see your point. We'll get Fettes to run it through the system.
Well, that's not what Mum would have called a proper tea.
Well, chips out of poke. No cabbage, boiled half to death.
Oh, remember the cabbage water?
That was a neat trick. Making us think it was something we should compete over.
It was nice enough. With pepper and salt. I miss that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I take it our students are out on the tiles.
Well, if they've any sense.
Mickey, if any of them offers you, you know, if they...
Look, I've already had that lecture. No ganja.
Yeah? From who?
Patience.
Oh, good, she's smart. Yeah. Told her I wanted to talk to her about you, so she called you direct. What'd she say?
Because after watch, I don't go into clinical depression.
Oh, join a club. Patience has always been dead set against unnecessary drugs, of any kind.
Well, it wasn't up for giving me a script.
Oh, it's one of our favourite themes. Valium, Moggies, Prozac. People all over Scotland eat them like sweeties. Doctors point their workload and say, what else can we do?
I was going to come off the weed anyway. Being hung over a bridge didn't help, but...
I'm fixing that, Mickey. I'm fixing it. Journalists are night owls. The only times I ever seem to see Marie Henderson is late night or, like this morning, at sunup. And not that I'm complaining. She always has that shady lady of the twilight hours about her. Catch a grip, Rebus. She could be your daughter.
Had a word with Dr. Kurt. Got on like a house on fire.
You got a penchant for older men, Marie?
Down, Rover. I've become quite a regular at the mortuary. Fascinating place.
Kids these days. We were always told to keep out of the morgue.
I'm doing it purely for you, Inspector. And, of course, these classy fry-ups you buy me. Kurt wondered if there was a note.
Suicide note? Not one we've found.
Well, they don't always leave one.
Well, Eddie Ringan would have never shut up. You have the list of his pocket contents.
Nothing of interest.
No keys. So how'd he get in?
Who knows? According to Kurt, the burns were superficial. Internal organs untouched by the blast. Dead before then, anyway. He reckoned asphyxiated through inhalation of gas. Also, evidence of alcoholic intake.
But his liver was a treat.
Well, I asked him about that. Kurt said the liver's in good shape.
Are you sure about that? Eddie put away a bottle of the hard stuff every day, and for years.
There was a bump to the head and bruising on the arms.
Interesting.
I imagine cooks get injuries like that all the time. Dangerous places, kitchens. Some scarring to the throat, like he'd been shouting.
Or screaming.
But?
Brian, come in. Or is it Sergeant Holmes?
Right, first time. Still on sick leave.
I'm so sorry about that.
Not your fault. I can't believe it. About Eddie. I mean, clearly he had his troubles, all that drinking, but... Must be hard for you.
Without Eddie, this place is nothing.
Oh, come on, there's your other cook. The lad Eddie was training up.
Willie. Not the same class. And anyway, he's done a runner. Eddie was too difficult for anyone to work with for long.
My boss thinks the attack on me was a warning.
So, you think it wasn't suicide?
Like I say, Eddie had problems, but he never struck me as the kind who'd kill himself. You?
He was killing himself every day with drink. Maybe he decided to take the quicker route.
Were you behind with your payments?
What payments? Eddie did the cooking. I was in charge of all things financial. We weren't behind with anything.
Okay.
Pat, if you think you know who might have wanted Eddie dead, tell me, yeah? Don't go doing anything rash.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll let you know.
Ferris?
The scribbled note quite clearly says all I did was turn the gas on. He had nightmares about gas, so a suicide note after all?
Scored out on the back page of an old jotter he tucked away on a shelf. He didn't write that last night.
But he had his head in a gas oven. You saying that's coincidence?
I don't believe in coincidence, remember? I went to see Cafferty last night.
You did what?
Mum's the word. The next day, Eddie Ringan's dead. One less person who can tell us anything about the night the Central burned down.
Oh, you went to see Big Jer Cafferty? Good God, why?
Clark!
Sir, I've heard you have a tendency not to do things by the book, but...
Rebus! Your car keys. Give them to me.
It's a pile of junk, sir. You wouldn't want it.
This is no joking matter. Keys, now!
How did you know?
Anonymous call.
Great.
Caller said if I want to find a gun used in the Central Hotel shooting 5 years ago, we should look in Inspector Rebus's car.
Ouch.
We'll find out from these bullets if they match. Will the gun have your prints on it?
Covered in them. This is a stitch-up, sir. You know that.
You've been carrying on an investigation of your own into a case that was closed years ago. You pissed off a hell of a lot of people. And now you're telling me that someone's planted a murder weapon on you.
No one planted anything on me, sir. I bought the gun.
You did bloody what? From whom?
A stranger.
A stranger? In the name of God, man, why?
I was being threatened. Members of my family were in danger.
Oh, you're worse than ever, John. Ever since Patience kicked you out.
How do you know about that?
You're so deep in the keek this time, son, I can't even begin to tell you. You're suspended. My office Monday morning, for formal questioning. If these bullets match, Rebus, your career is over.
Maybe Watson was right. The game was up for me. But suspension has its advantages. You don't have to play by the rules anymore.
I love the smell of fresh ink.
Not if you worked here every day, you wouldn't. So, why the need to see me again so soon?
You're Moorish, Marie. I've been shown the red card.
Kicked out the force?
Not yet, but it's possible.
What happened?
I came into possession of a Browning handgun.
Whoa.
It was the gun used in the Central Hotel shooting.
Bloody hell.
Could you get a piece into the Sunday edition? I've always wanted the front page.
I feel an uncorroborated story coming on, Inspector Rebus. If I can still call you that. Can't promise you the front page.
Whatever you can do.
Won't this just get you into more trouble?
Who's going to know if it's me who gave you the story?
You sound like a desperate man, Rebus.
So, it looks like you'll have your big brother around a lot more.
Suspended?
Well, that makes two of us now, eh? Oh,
it's not funny, John. I'll get it.
If this all led back to Cafferty, he had half of Edinburgh in his pocket, as if I didn't know. But what was his connection to the Central? To Eddie Ringan?
I heard about your suspension.
Then you shouldn't be here.
You go and see Cafferty alone. Then we find out you're in possession of a firearm.
DC Clark, I'll get all those questions from superior officers. I don't need you to rehearse it with me in my own house.
I'll just go and watch some telly. It looks like you two have a lot to talk about.
No, we don't.
Actually, we do. Kintool, the butcher?
I'm off every case, Clark.
Did you know he had a van? Still won't see who stabbed him, or who broke his window.
Or why Cafferty's car with the lovely Kaiser was outside his shop. It's definitely the same Doug. It's driving me crazy, this. I can see all the pieces, just can't work out the game. We need two things. The identity of the murder victim at the Central Hotel once and for all, and to place Big Jer at the scene. Then everything else will fall into place.
Who was playing poker that night? The Robertson brothers? Eddie Ringan?
Black Angus? Tam and Eck Robertson. They're the key.
It's quicker to get to Ballingrey by coming off the motorway at Kinross. But it's bonnier to go via Loch Leven. Childhood picnics. Me and Mickey kicking a ball around on the shore. Marie Henderson had come up trumps. She got me the front page. Central murder blaze. Gun found. Somebody somewhere was reading it and beginning to panic. I hope. Deke Torrance was used by someone. That gun was placed on me deliberately.
Hi, Mum. Hi, Dad. Sorry I've not been around much. I don't even have flowers.
Jock? Jockey Rebus. I went to school with you, Heather. Heather Cranston?
Cranny?
Nobody's called me that in 30-odd years.
Well, nobody calls me Jock, except for my Auntie Ina.
But I walk past your man, Dad, most weeks. You're in Edinburgh now, no? You just visiting?
Passing through.
Nobody stays put any, Mary. I used to ken everybody in Bowhill. My house is just by, a cup of tea. Well, what do you fancy? Coffee, tea or me?
You always were a kind soul. Cheers.
Smoke?
No, I've stopped. Doctor's orders. Mm. Kind of. You're not married, Heather?
No. But I've got a son, Gareth, 18 now. You sharp, Jock Rebus.
And you seem the shy type.
Oh, I am. So, what brings you back here? Just to see your parents' grave?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm looking for a bookie's shop.
Well, pass one on the way.
One in particular. Probably either new in the last 5 years or maybe taken over by new management.
Hutches.
Oh, that was here when we were growing up.
Ah, but when John Hutchison died, it was bought over.
Who by?
Guy called Greenwood. Tommy Greenwood.
Tommy. Not Tam?
Tommy.
Had he been round Bowhill before buying the bookies?
We didn't know him from Adam. Turned up, bought Hutches in the old doctor's house by the river. Story goes he paid Hutchison with cash out a suitcase. He'd make quite a catch for some woman.
You tried, Granny?
Maybe. No wife, no kids. Neither a gambler himself or a drinker. Place with a pool in Spain.
Heather Cranston, you could do better than any Tommy Greenwood. Or Jock Rebus.
Aye, but could still practice on yes.
The meeting in Chief Superintendent Watson's office was arranged for 9 a.m. He wanted me groggy. The bullets fired from the gun matched the one in the Central Hotel corpses, all right. I was in for more than the high jump.
You're a bloody liability. A disgrace to Lothian and Borders Police.
Sir. But there's one thing you're not.
Sir?
Do you want my job, Inspector Rebus?
No fear.
Well, you're the only one that doesn't. And I know you, John. You're a lot of things, but you're not dishonourable. You made a complete hash of all this. Dragging up to Central Hotel. Getting nowhere with the surveillance. No progress on the butcher stabbing. But despite all that, I'm going to give you a break.
Yeah?
Mary.
Yes, sir?
We've reopened the Central Hotel corpse case.
Sir, I've had no instructions.
Did I give you instructions, Mary? 3 weeks ago, remember?
Yes, sir. I'll make sure the documentation is up to date.
Due to fresh evidence. Thank you, Mary. Now we're both in the quiche. You better come up trumps, Rebus.
What are you doing?
Packing up.
What are you talking about?
Oh, he hasn't heard. Suspended, remember?
Actually, as of half an hour ago, I'm reinstated. Heard what?
Early this morning, an accident on the M8. The man we're watching here drove off as usual last night. Next thing we know, he's upturned his BMW on the central reservation.
Dugarry's in traction.
They put a detail outside the hospital.
What? On the basis that he'll keep working from there?
Well, apparently, apart from a few broken bones, he's in working order.
A shame, but we can't close up here.
Sir, we've got nothing even when he was here.
But Cafferty might bring in someone else to man the Gorgie office. This could work in our favour. Get that camera back in position. The surveillance continues. Right, I'm off to a funeral.
Sir.
Hey, what are you doing anyway? You know, on a sick line.
I got bored.
Good God. It can't be.
What?
You were right, sir. Come and see. That's Cafferty's car, isn't it?
Cafferty? Hang on. Wait. He's getting out. Morris Gerald Cafferty, there is a God. And what are you waiting for? Take pictures.
Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there. I do not sleep.
Eddie didn't have many mourners. A few clients from the Heartbreak Cafe. A couple of gay scene guys that looked like they'd stepped straight out of the Village People. I am the sunlight on ripened grain. God willing, nobody will dispatch me by funneling alcohol down my throat, then turning on the gas. That must be what happened. I am not there. Except Eddie didn't need it forced down his gullet. He'd have jumped at it. But that healthy liver. Pat Calder looked like a man in denial. The way everyone looks when they're at a loved one's graveside. Or did he? Unless... Oh no. You couldn't have, Calder. Could you?
There's nobody in, sir. We know that.
Right. Go ahead, then.
You really want me to do this?
Yes.
Feels wrong. Crowbar in a dead man's house while his partner's still at the wake.
Do it, Holmes. That's an order.
Eddie! He's dead, sir. We've just seen him buried. We saw him dead.
Don't believe in ghosts, Sergeant Holmes. Hello, Eddie!
Aren't you supposed to be at my funeral?
I don't know. Just felt there was something missing.
Wish I could have done the catering myself. But...
You're joking. Eddie!
It restricts your activities, being dead.
Some people have managed well enough.
Like the Robertson brothers.
What is going on?
And my guess is some poor sod called Tommy Greenwood.
Well, Eck Robertson.
You staged your own death.
How did you find out?
My mind wandered during your funeral. Something you said, Sergeant Holmes. About Willie, the sous chef, doing a runner. Then there was that healthy liver. Willie didn't drink much, did he, Eddie?
The boy? You mean...
It was an accident.
I think I could play that accident out for you, Sergeant Holmes. Eddie comes back after a bender. The sous chef has coped well without Eddie. Eddie doesn't like that. A fight ensues. The boy hits his head. Then you have an idea. Maybe you saw it in the movies. A body double.
Oh, God.
But while his face burnt off, nobody would be able to identify him.
But it was Siobhan that caused the fire.
They seized the opportunity. That right, Eddie. You'd learned from a master, or thought you had. Except you're amateurs. Get your coat. Or a warm shroud.
This isn't the way to the station.
It's the scenic route. You know where we're heading. Don't you, Eddie?
No.
Diddingston's nice this time of year. But tell me something. Where did you buy your meat for the heartbreak? Kintool's the butcher.
What?
I just wondered. Ah, like this street.
God, no. Not down there.
So you have been to Ger Cafferty's place before?
Don't take me there.
You scared of Cafferty? Why? Is it because of the Central Hotel? You were there.
Okay. Okay, yes. I was in the Central's kitchens.
And what happened? What did you see? Cafferty's is 1 minute up this road. We're old pals now, me and Big Jer. What happened?
This guy came running in the kitchens, screaming at me to turn on all the gas. He looked crazy, blood on him. Started turning on gas rings. I turned on the others, like he said.
And then?
I got out of there. I wasn't sticking around. Assumed it was an insurance job.
Until they found the body.
Then I got a visit from Cafferty. Never say a word.
Was Cafferty there that night? Was he, Eddie?
I never saw him. I was only in the kitchens.
And a crazy guy with blood on him. It was Black Angus Gibson, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
Yes. Get me out of here.
Janet?
Mr. Gibson?
No calls for the next half hour. I'm just about to dictate a memo for you to type. You'll find it on my dictaphone.
Very good, sir.
Memorandum to all staff. As you know, I'll be taking over Gibson's Brewery from my father in 2 months' time.
Sir!
Clark, why aren't you watching Cafferty's office?
D.S. Holmes has taken over.
Ready ringing's ready for questioning. Have Pat Calder brought in too. Book them both.
Sir?
I'll fill you in on the details. You remember telling me, Clark, that Kintool was a gambler? Find out if he put his butcher's shop up for a bet. And who won it?
I'm on it. Some good news for you, sir. The Robertson brothers, remember how our mystery body at the Central Hotel had a broken arm as well as a bullet in the heart? Took me ages, but at Nine Wells Hospital, Tam Robertson was treated up there for a broken arm.
That is fantastic work, Clark. With our victim then, Tam Robertson. We're getting there.
We're getting there. Angus Gibson had been playing cards with the Robertson brothers. An argument erupts. Black Angus shot Tam, except where did Angus get the gun? Why didn't Eck Robertson stop him or take revenge instead of just retiring to a bookies in Fife and pretending to be Tommy Greenwood? And how come the gun that killed Tam Robertson ended up in my hands? Where did Deke Torrance get it from?
Mickey! Huh? So, how's Chrissy?
So, how's Patience?
I asked first, and I'm the big brother.
We've talked on the phone.
And?
Well, nothing. We just talked. And she didn't yell and swear at me, at least. Not as much.
Well, that's progress.
She might let me see the kids.
What was that?
Oh, probably one of the students dropping their carry out. No. Someone smashed your windshield.
What? Ah, this area's getting worse. Where are you, you morons? Biggie, can you see them from up there?
No, nothing.
Hang on, I'll check on the driver of that car.
Come on! Look in! Fucking hell!
I still think we should get you to A&E.
I'm fine. He missed me.
You threw yourself into dustbins and railings.
Did you trace the car, Clark?
Yeah, Ford Escort was stolen from the Sheraton car park a couple of hours ago.
Yeah, definitely an Escort. Green, I think.
I'll get on to it.
Oh, don't bother. We'll find it abandoned soon enough. Burnt out. No prints.
They must be nutters.
Not nutters. Desperate. Somebody saw the story in yesterday's paper. Thanks for coming, DC Clark. It's a shame Dr. Patience Aitken wasn't quite as concerned.
Inspector Rebus, what can I do for you?
Well, thank you for seeing me. Just before we get started, you don't own a Ford Escort, Mr. Gibson.
Do I look like a man who drives an Escort?
I just wondered. Let's go back to the Central Hotel.
Good grief. You're still not going on about that.
Yeah, well, I know a little more now. You played poker with two villains called Tam and Eck Robertson. Someone shot and killed Tam. You ran into the kitchen screaming for all the gas rings to be turned on.
The Chief Constable tells me that you're suspended.
I'm afraid your information is out of date there, Mr. Gibson. Perhaps you're also unaware that the Central Hotel murder case has been officially reopened. I'll make my own way out, sir. Thank you.
I said, what's the point in having a butcher's van if you never use it?
No much call for it.
Then why keep it?
Can't sell it. Worth nothing.
Our boss had a look at it, Mr. Kintool. Looks like it's been kept in pretty good nick.
I'm a very nostalgic person.
So I see.
You don't own this place yourself, do you? The shop, the van, the business.
What's that got to do with anything?
Your shop is registered under the name Geronimo Holdings.
So?
An old acquaintance of ours, a Mr. Cafferty. His first name's Ger, and his wife's name is Mo.
We think Geronimo, Mr. Kintool, is controlled by Cafferty, and you are part of his business.
You were stabbed, refused to tell us who did it. You're a gambler, so is Cafferty. His car was outside your shop, you had your window smashed.
If you've worked all that out, why would this Cafferty smash his own window?
You and he had a wee falling out?
Everything's beginning to add up, Kintool. You're in danger. And not from us.
Biscuit? Caramel log?
I haven't had one of them in years. Go on.
I feel like I should put on short trousers and go out and play in the street.
I don't. I'd be sent out to look after you, and all you'd give me is grief.
Nothing much changed there, then.
I think we might be even Stevens now, Mickey boy.
Look at the pair of you. You've made me feel young again.
Thanks for that.
No, I mean, just the pair of you back here after all these years. I know he's here for work, but what about you, Michael?
I'm just chumming him along.
I gave him a lift. He's on a mission. You remember Chrissy, Heather?
Aye. Heard you and her had split.
Happens, eh?
At school, you and her were that sweet. Love's young dream. She moved up to St. Monans, no?
And that's where Mickey's heading now.
You know, I might just head back with John.
I've got to go. His bus is in an hour. Can you make sure he gets on it?
Be my pleasure.
I'll make sure that's your only pleasure. Either of you. You're lucky, Mick. Chrissy wants to talk. You don't always get a second chance.
Hutch's betting shop was airless. A few punters listening to the 2:35 from air. Bookies don't make their premises too pleasant. Makes them look as though they're winning all the time.
Mr. Greenwood.
Inspector Rebus, can I have a word?
Carry on.
Not here, in your office.
Loading and Borders badge. You're at your patch, Inspector.
So, Eck, how's it going?
Sorry, my name's Tommy.
No, no, your brother was Tommy. Or rather, Tam. Tam and Eck Robertson. You fled Big Jer Cafferty's merry band with quite a lot of his money. You came here, took on another man's identity. Tommy Greenwood, one of Cafferty's previous victims, so you knew he was well and truly dead. You bought this place on the arse end of Fife. How am I doing?
Do carry on, Inspector.
Dyed your hair, shaved your moustache. Tinted contact lenses?
Enough of this.
You're in trouble with us, Eck. But when Cafferty finds out your whereabouts... Always liked the horses, didn't you? Not as much as Tam, but Tam loved a bet. And he bet you that he could screw money out of Cafferty.
How did you find me? That chef, what's his name, Ringan? Saw him in some boozer in Cowdenbeath. He was pished. Didn't think he'd recognise me.
Who shot your brother, Eck?
Black Angus. Angus Gibson had the gun. Tam had been cheating.
So Angus killed him? Then what?
A scarpered.
What? Someone killed your brother and you just run off?
Nobody touched Black Angus. He was Big Jer's pal.
I'll bet he was. Having the heir to a brewery fortune in your pocket. That's power. What did Cafferty do when Gibson shot Tam?
What do you mean?
I know Cafferty was at the poker game, Eck.
He scarpered too.
Who took the gun away?
Don't know.
There's a lot of disappearing goes on in Cafferty's world, isn't there? Even Eddie Ringan tried to make himself disappear. So far, we know about a goon from the old days, the Radiator. Then there's Tommy Greenwood, the real Tommy Greenwood. Tam, of course, you make yourself disappear. The others were dumped at sea. The things you can do with a butcher's van.
I don't know what you're on about.
Eck, I'm going to make you a deal. One that gives us Cafferty and gets him off your back. And that will also make the courts go easier on you.
I really don't think you should be threatening me.
You either deal with us, Eck, or you deal with Cafferty. On your own.
I record this memo safe in the knowledge that whoever is listening does so after my death. If I am not dead, then God help me. Why did I go to that poker game? Because Cafferty wanted me there. For reasons I could not have imagined. Men like Cafferty, they are the hidden movers and shakers. They possess obscure power. Sometimes, when I'm alone, I catch a glimpse of someone from the corner of my eye. Or, I think I do. When I look properly, there's no one there. I went to church when I was a kid. I believed in angels and demons. I still believe in ghosts.
He climbed to the top of the aluminium tank.
That's high.
Tank can hold a lot of beer.
When he got to the top, he just turned and threw himself off. Arms stretched out. Brewery workers said it was like something at the Olympics.
Onto the floor? Not into the beer? Wouldn't have been my choice.
Family are saying it was an accident.
They would, wouldn't they? The great Gibson family. And Angus, a reformed man. My wee chat with him had more of an effect than I expected.
If I get this right, Gibson shot Tam Robertson. He knew you were onto him and killed himself.
Angus Gibson was about to take over the family business. That's what Cafferty was waiting for. With Black Angus dead, it's all gone belly up.
There was a dictaphone lying over there. Janet, Mr. Gibson's secretary, identified it as his. There's a tape inside it.
A suicide note?
Tam Robertson had an infamous dealing style. It was said he could see the underside of the cards he dealt.
Tam broke his arm as a win.
No, now everybody thinks I'm cheating. It's a disability. Then two other players arrived. Cafferty, with a man called Kintool, a butcher by trade.
Seriously, Bidger, I'm already up to my oxters on gambling debts.
Sit. Wouldn't I'm back, no. That's how it works.
There was real tension between the Robertsons and Cafferty. Now I know. There was history between them.
Simple flush, Angus. Tam takes the pot.
How many dead men have you seen, Black Angus?
My granddad in his coffin, that's it.
I've seen dozens. And I've killed a fair few of them with my own hands.
Oh. Well done, eh? Pot's yours.
If I hadn't strayed along, Angus, they'd have the shirt off your back and the breeks off your arse. No matter how well you played.
You accusing me of cheating, eh?
Deal, Tam. Everything's fine.
And everyone I killed for good reason. People who owed me, cheated me. You ever thought about killing somebody, Angus?
Many a time.
You gentlemen order food. This is what the Yanks call soul food.
Tam, you're the one we owe the luck tonight. You pay the man.
How much? 50.
50?
And a tip.
Thank you, gentlemen. Enjoy your food.
So, Eddie knew more than he was letting on.
He actually saw Cafferty with the Robertsons. Well done, Rebus.
Chief Superintendent.
And Kintool. I can nail him at last.
So the Robertsons used to work for Cafferty?
Well, they've been creaming money off him.
This card game isn't going to end well. Cafferty'd already won half of Kintool's business off him. Another front to add to the taxi company in Gorgie we've been watching.
He got the old butcher's van.
For transporting meat.
And Cafferty was grooming Black Angus Gibson.
A young man gone off the rails, due to inherit a fortune.
Whatever Gibson goes on to reveal here, it's uncorroborated.
Oh, let's hear him out.
I was pleased Jer Cafferty wanted to spend time with me. I just didn't realise I was merely the means to an end.
How much are you down now, Angus?
About 40.
You're letting them cheat you a 40 quid?
Oh, I've heard enough of this.
But Eck put a hand on his brother's shoulder and forced him to sit back down. Kintool the butcher suddenly got up.
I'm going to be sick. I have to go.
He won't be back.
Tam dealt again. Cafferty put his hand in his pocket to put down his stake. When he withdrew it, he was holding a pistol.
The hell's that?
Yeah, come on now.
I just stared at the gun. I'd never seen one for real before.
You've been cheating me for years. Now you're cheating my friend Angus.
You can't know the pain and frustration I'm feeling as I recall that night. It never leaves me. He took my hand, gently, like a lover or a brother. Then he placed the gun in it. I felt his hand pushing mine until my index finger was round the trigger. His hand now fully enclosed mine, still gently, but firm. He squeezed his finger against mine. There was an explosion in the room. Blood splattered us all. Hick was leaning over his brother, speaking
Tom.
To him.
Tom!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Cafferty quietly wrapped the gun in a polythene bag. Only later I realised the prints on it were mine.
We've got to get out of here.
Gibson, calm down.
Tom! Oh, God. He's dead. This place has got to go. Burn it down!
But I got wise. You're the devil in the sky. Oh, yes, you are the devil in the sky.
Put on the gas.
What?
All the gas. All of them.
Why?
Just do it, man. Do it.
All right. All right.
Hurry. Hurry.
Doing it. I'm doing it.
Now get out. Get out.
Biding his time, watching me, getting ready, waiting for the day when I take over. He wants it all, body and soul.
Poor bugger.
When he heard we had the gun, he thought we'd find his fingerprints on it.
Instead of mine. Cafferty had blown his trump trying to incriminate me.
Jumped to his death and he was in the clear.
He didn't deserve to die.
He had a choice, D.S. Holmes. Hang out with the wrong folk, you get burned.
Is that all there is on the tape?
Just some more suicidal rantings. I think it's time we brought old friends together. Ah, the Fife Coast Clerk. Can smell it already.
It's a magical mystery tour.
Well, you haven't worked it out for yourself.
Well, I know that Cafferty's been laundering money for years. Anyone he got in his way disappeared, dispatched by Kintool's butcher's van.
We can place Cafferty now at the Gorgie Road office and at the Central Hotel. We have Angus's confession.
Yeah, not enough evidence for the courts.
That's why we're heading to the seaside, Clark.
Where bodies have washed up regularly over the years. Radiator McCallum's, the real Tommy Greenwood's. But how do we prove anything?
Eck Robertson and I came to an understanding. He's about 15 minutes ahead of us.
He's wired.
Holmes is keeping an eye on Kintool. Soon everyone at the poker game will be accounted for.
Tam Robertson and Angus Gibson, dead.
Leaving Kintool, Eck and Cafferty.
You offered Eck Robertson witness protection?
I didn't have to. Half a life in jail is better than half an hour with Cafferty, without us there. This time, we get that bastard for everything.
Long time no see, Eck.
Not long enough, Cafferty. Where's your backup?
You think I need help with you, Robertson? I didn't for your brother, for Greenwood. For the radiator, oh, there's plenty others in there. You'll be swimming with friends.
What if I've got backup?
You think I hadn't considered that? You've no friends left in this business. Been hiding too long. Polis, I don't doubt it.
Get your hands off me!
Rebus! Come out, wherever you are!
Rebus! He's got a gun!
Come on, Rebus! You can't be a coward all your life.
Push it away, Cafferty.
Let me guess. We ex-wired.
Rebus! Cafferty!
A tape. Jeez, a bit low-tech, no? A cheat. Just like your brother.
Leave it, Eck. Let him have it. Come towards me.
He's gone nowhere.
Ah! Oh!
Could kill you too, Rebus. Better to let you stew in your own failure, you murdering filthy!
Sir, be careful!
Told you! You should keep fit!
Cafferty!
Let him go. Where's he going to swim to? He'll drown.
He's got the evidence!
Cafferty! Cafferty!
They can't save him.
X dead, sir. Cafferty too. He must be. The North Sea?
Not Cafferty. He's swum around the bay.
Well, I doubt it. But if he has, we'll get him. The entire coast is covered.
Not Cafferty. I know him. Lost him, lost the tape.
Come on. You'll freeze to death.
I used to come here on holiday. Me and Mickey. Big family holiday. Cafferty. He destroys everything.
Sir, you all right?
If we get him dry.
John, Patience has been trying to contact you.
Yeah?
She's on her way up. I told her what had happened.
Looks like you've done your penance, sir.
Amen to that. Right, you two. Time to leave the past behind, eh?
In Rebus, the Black Book, dramatised by Chris Dolan from the novel by Ian Rankin, D.I. Rebus was played by Ron Donaghy, Siobhan Clark by Gayanne Potter, Mickey Rebus, Stephen McNichol, Brian Holmes, Sean Biggerstaff, Watson and Eddie Ringen, Douglas Russell, Cafferty, Gary Lewis, Angus Gibson, Richard Conlon, Deke Torrance and Tam Robertson, Paul Young, Rory Cantoul and Pat Calder, Simon Donaldson, Eck Robertson, Tony Cowney, Marie and Janet, Shauna MacDonald, and Heather and Morag Cafferty by Wendy Seeger. Other parts were played by the cast. Rebus, the Black Book, was a BBC Scotland production, directed in Glasgow by Bruce Young.
And you might be interested to know that there's an extended interview with Ian Rankin talking about his character Rebus on the Radio 4 website, where you'll also find a good mix of crime fiction at the moment. And next weekend, we swap the raincoats that Rebus might have needed in Edinburgh for frock coats and tall hats as the Count of Monte Cristo comes to Radio 4. The charmed life of Edmond Dantès is about to change when three of his acquaintances manipulate events that will lead Edmond to 14 years of solitary confinement in the notorious Chateau d'If, which I always thought was a bottle of wine. The Count of Monte Cristo, our classic serial, begins next Sunday at 3:00.